Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and we're very privileged to have Alden Light, who's a young man from where do you live now, Alden?
I'm in Sarasota now.
Sarasota, Florida, yep, Sarasota, Florida. South of Clearwater and Tampa there, and he's the son of Don and Rochelle Light, who are involved with us as leaders in Abide Ministries. And then he's also, his dad is a chair for C12. And then his mom is director of a regional debating.
National,
National debating thing that she's a big shot in. So it's kind of fun. So is she a pretty good debater?
Yes. I mean, she definitely is. For sure.
As a kid, you learned that well, right?
well, yes. Yeah. So we went through, me and my siblings went through 6 years, of competing in that league. And wow. I don't know at what stage it was, but she was so good at coaching and so good at just so involved that they offered her a job and she took it. Yeah.
So are you a good debater with your mom?
Oh goodness. I try not to.
You've learned the benefit of not, right?
Yes, sometimes it's better to say nothing. Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
But it's learned a lot and very grateful that she put us through that. I was definitely more introverted when I was younger, and then I started the league when I was 12 all the way through 18. And really brought me out of my shell, taught me how to communicate well, which has been serving me well in the business world.
So, absolutely. We'll look forward to hearing about that. First of all, Alden, why don't you share how did you, come to know Christ in your life? You know, how old were you? What was going on with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as you guys know, but my parents are Christians. Very strong Christians. They're the main reason that I'd say that I'm where I'm at in my faith today, which is really, really cool. Because I know not a lot of young people today have that. So I'm very grateful to say that I do. Mm. So I can't even remember. I can remember. I think I was like 6 or 7 when I, first gave my life to Christ. I was in South Carolina with my dad. I think we were on a porch at a hunting lease in South Carolina. It was a hunting weekend. And I just said, I want to be a Christian. I want to make this thing official. And so I said a little prayer and that was what started it. But then after that, fast forward several years, I think as kids, we are followers of Jesus or we're Christians or whatever, when we're raised in Christian homes because of our parents, that's just what we were taught. That's what we were raised on. But when I was 14, I don't know what the cause was. I don't know why it happened. But I went through a 3-month period. My parents could tell you about it. It was a very, 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 very dark period. I have no idea what caused it. There was no traumatic thing that happened in my life, but I just started happening one day. I went through 3 months of questioning everything. Not knowing if the Bible was real, not knowing if Jesus was real. I questioned everything, the reliability of scripture. I mean, just everything.
How old were you then?
I was 14.
14. Okay. So I was 14. Teenager.
Yeah. That's, and I have
you.
I have,
interesting enough. By the way, everybody goes through that. You just probably went through a little bit early.
Actually, I think right about on time. They say this is my teacher in children's ministry days. 6th through 8th grade is typically when children take their faith and decide if it's their own. And so you want people walking alongside them during that time period that will point them back to Jesus, but allow them to wrestle things out so that they actually decide it is theirs and not just because of what their parents said or because their pastor said it. And so it's a beautiful time of wrestling for a lot of children who've grown up in the faith.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I went through that for 3 months. It was really, really tough. It wasn't like an easy transition like it was for my older siblings. They're like, oh, we believe this. But for me, I don't know why, but I just doubted everything. So really pressed in, and I was like, okay, well, let's find out if this is for real. Did a lot of research, talked to some pastors and trusted people, and
that's so good.
Came out of that in 3 months and was committed and was like, yep, this is legit, this is for real. And I've had ups and downs since then, which I'll probably talk about a little bit later. But yeah, it's just been a journey since then.
Yeah. That's beautiful. So after that, you finished high school. Where did you wind up going to college? And then, what did you graduate in? And then what kind of work are you doing now?
Yeah. So I went to Southeastern University. It's a Christian university based out of Lakeland in Florida. I was never drawn to like the college experience, like, moving out and going to college. I wanted to save money, and I had a good relationship with my family, my parents. So they had an extension campus, that was just 5 minutes away from my parents' house. So
I just
went there. Is at, Bayside. It's like a mega church here in Bradenton. And so they just use that facility for Southeastern University. I pursued a degree in business and professional leadership. Graduated in 22. And while I was still in school, I was working. So I was taking full course load and then also working full time for a company called the Hardwood Stop. It's a local company here in Sarasota. We do interior renovations for residential homes. So I did sales for them, and I'm still with them currently. It's been 4 years now that I've been with them. And it's a Christian company. The owner is friends with my dad. He's a really, really great guy. Really great guy. I consider him one of my mentors. And so it's just been a blessing to learn from him, learn business, how to sell, how to treat customers well. It's been a blessing since then. So that's where I'm at currently.
Are you in the sales part of it? What do you sell?
Yeah. So I'll go out to customers' homes, walk them through projects, kind of figure out what it is that they want to accomplish. And then I write up contracts, get materials together, just kind of facilitate the startup of the job.
Yeah. That's great. As you've obviously, gone through school and then into work, tell us about, how did you learn to, abide in God, walk with God, process with Him in terms of your daily time with Him? And what does that look like, to you?
Yeah, so I would say that when I first started to learn about just the idea of abiding in the Lord and walking an intimate relationship with Him, really happened, I would say, it started taking a more serious role in my life when I was probably about 20, and that was around about the time when I first got into touch with you, Mr. Case. I was going through just like a lot of things in my life. A lot of personal sins, a lot of other circumstantial things in my life at the time. And it was a very, very dark period in my life. I was a wreck. Lost a lot of weight, wasn't sleeping. It was just a very tough time for me. But in that process is actually very beautiful because it was an opportunity for me to learn what it means to abide and what it means to walk hand in hand with the Lord and walk in an intimate relationship with Him, what it means to process truth, what it means to see what the Word has to say about me and my life, my circumstances. That process, I would say, I really started taking it super seriously when I was about 20. And then for the last 4 years, I mean, my walk with the Lord has grown so much, more than I thought that it ever would. which has me so excited for the future. But yeah, it's been, I'd say like the biggest thing for me is just learning that I can process through, you know, whatever comes at me in life, and that Jesus has an answer. And because of my relationship with him that I've learned to cultivate and grow in, I've learned how to hear his voice. He speaks to me. I didn't think that I'd be able to really hear him. And it may not be an audible voice, but it might as well be, because it's that convincing. And so, I mean, it's been a really, really cool experience. The biggest thing I would say, and this was something that I did learn from you, Mr. Case, was just the process of, you know, working through and processing just the truth of your heart. Whatever it be, with whatever life situations you're facing, and just talking about it, processing it, taking it to the Lord in prayer, seeing what the Word has to say about it, talking to trusted people, mentors in your life, and through that process, I mean, I feel very confident now with what I've learned in the past several years to face whatever happens in life, because I'm like, oh, I can take it to the Lord. Okay. And I know that he's gonna, I know that he's gonna give me an answer for it. And I don't doubt that at all. Like, there is zero doubt in my mind that whatever I face, whatever trial, whatever, the Lord has an answer for it because of, you know, just what I've learned and abiding with him.
Yeah. And as
that's
you,
so beautiful.
As you do that, you know, what does that look like, every day, as you, you know, go to the Word and you pray, you talk, you dialogue, you hear. Mm-hmm. How do you use journaling as part of that? You know, what does that look like, that people that are listening who have the question of, I'd like to learn to abide. Mm-hmm. What does that look like to you that they could begin to actually go through the same thing?
Yeah. So the biggest thing for me, and I'll talk about journaling and all that stuff, but one of the biggest things for me was realizing that my time with the Lord doesn't start and stop, you know, first thing in the morning, you know, when I'm reading the Bible.
I love it. Yeah.
Right? Like that's not how it's supposed to be. Jesus says that he wants a relationship with me, that he loves me intimately, personally. And so why would it just start and stop in an hour in the morning? Right? It's supposed to be all throughout the day.
Yeah.
And so that has been the biggest thing for me, is that I've been inviting the Lord into every aspect of my life. So I've been saying, we have free will, right? So I can choose to keep it restrained to, you know, just a devotion in the morning. But I say, no, like, I want, man, I'm going to go meet a client. Lord, help me with this. Walk me through, like, how to speak to them, how to sell properly, how to help them with their needs, how to share, how to show you through my conduct with them. Help me with my friendships, my relationships, my family, the ministries that I'm involved with. So I just invite him into every aspect of my life, like just fully engulf everything that I'm a part of. And that's been the biggest thing for me, is just switching my mentality to being like, okay, it's from the minute I wake up to the minute I sleep, even while I'm sleeping, you know, I'll be dreaming about Jesus, you know? So it's just a really, really, really sweet thing. But as far as what my time with the Lord looks like in the morning, for example, it's obviously spending time in the Word. I do journal. So I'm definitely more of like an emotionally expressive person. So I just write out what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, my questions for the Lord. One thing that I got from my dad is as I'm processing things, a lot of times I'll write down my questions for the Lord, in my journal, and then I'll be sure to leave a large spot underneath that in my journal for when he answers, because he does. And then it's really cool to go back to those questions and be like, God, this is how the Lord answered me, fill it in. So my journal is full of like big asterisks in different pages where I'm like, this is where God answered this. This is how he helped here. And so yeah, that's pretty much what it looks like. A lot of prayer, time in the Word, journaling, and then just inviting the Lord into every aspect of my life from the start of the day to the end of the day has been the biggest thing for me.
Yeah. And what is that? You know, you mentioned this is kind of a critical piece of it, is you actually learn to hear his voice. Mm-hmm. What is that? I know it's hard to describe this because
sure.
we try to describe it, and it's not that easy. Mm-hmm. But how would you describe it as your ability to both dialogue with him and listen because he actually speaks to you? How does that work?
Right. So for me, the Lord is, he'll make his will clear to me through a few ways. The first is obviously through his word. So if I have questions about things, I'm like, hey, what do I, you know, what am I supposed to do here? Like, for example, at work, I had a season several months ago where I was just kind of frustrated about a couple of things. And I was like, all right, well, how do I approach this properly? So I go to the word and it says, okay, well, in everything you do, do it under the glory of God. You know, it doesn't matter what my circumstances are. You know, it doesn't matter, like, you know, what's happening. Like, I'm supposed to pursue excellence and do it all for the Lord. So the word, the Bible speaks to me. Second is, in Proverbs, it says in the multitude of counselors, there's safety and there's wisdom, you know? So I surround myself with people that I trust, mentors who are pursuing the Lord, who clearly have a walk with the Lord. So if I'm questioning things, I've got, you know, things I want to get guidance on, I'll talk to people. But then the third thing for me is it's just, I'll know where the Lord is leading me because of how it feels in my heart. And I'll try to explain this. And as I'm pursuing truth, while I have a question about whatever, I'm pursuing truth on it. I'm in the word, I'm talking to people. The Lord impresses on my heart what the right thing to do is, always. Mm-hmm. And even if I'm scared about it, or if I'm nervous about it, because I can think, a year ago when Mr. Case was helping me through a really big decision, in my life, I was terrified about the decision that I was going to make. I was terrified, but I knew in my heart of hearts, this is the right thing to do. I just knew it because the Lord had impressed that on me. And I tried to negotiate through that with God. Like, something else that we can do or some other way I can approach this. But the Lord was like, no, this is what I'm saying to you, and you need to listen to it. You don't have to, but this is what I'm putting on your heart. I would advise you.
Yeah.
and that's been a big thing for me. I don't really feel like I'll ever not know what the Lord's opinion is because he impresses it so firmly on my heart. And the Lord has an answer to every question that I have. And I know that. And so as I'm seeking him, he will impress that on my heart through the word, through my time of prayer, through counsel from other people, just life experience, just walking through life. He'll put a check on my spirit if I'm doing something that I shouldn't be, or if I'm seeking this way or that way, he'll put it on my heart what the right thing to do is. And he'll give me peace. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
When I don't have peace, I know it's not from God. But when I'm like, all right, this is, I might be scared about it, but I know in my heart, like, I've got peace. Like, hey, this is the right decision.
Right.
And that's been a big thing for me.
Yeah. You're describing exactly Colossians 3:5, where it says that the peace of God will rule your heart. And that word for rule is that brabeo. And it is literally to tell you when you're in or out, right? When you're in or out of God's will, his peace. I just want to call out something that I'm hearing as you have talked this whole time on you, that is just the most beautiful quality. And it is a thread of humility. I don't know how much you even recognize it in yourself, but you started back in that 14-year-old dark period. And then you said, and so I went to pastors and I went to so-and-so and I went to this, and you went to the word. You didn't sit in your anxiety, you sought out knowing somebody knows more than I do. And that's God. And that's the people around me. That beautiful heart posture is something that I see time and time again, when people will simply come with humility before God and come with humility to mentors, to leaders, to bosses, to everything else. God uses that and runs with it because he sees a heart willing to depend on him and not trying to be independent. And that's just beautiful. So I just want to call that out in you.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And as you, you did mention this, and I do know this about you, is that you learned and you made this statement to pursue truth and process the truth. And the truth, and we try to help people understand this, it's not just theological truth. It is the word, so if the Lord says, well, Yeah, I know you're struggling in your work, but you still make sure you do it with excellence. okay, well, you know, you got to process that. But talk a little bit about the beauty and what that means when you're willing to pursue truth, particularly when you're not sure where it all fits, but you do know, well, at least I know this at the moment. So talk about how you started to see how beautiful that is to actually and freely go after truth without any condemnation from God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one thing that I learned is that it's a process, right? And that's something that you had shared with me back when we first started. You first started helping me through some of the stuff I was processing, and it's not. Like sometimes I've realized that there's truths that I have that I need to like get to the bottom of, process to completion, you know, get the Lord's answer on that. And then he moves me to the next thing. Mm. And then the next thing after that, and the next thing after that. Now, at least in my experience, I've realized that sometimes I have to process multiple things. I have to work through a couple of truths before I can get to a place of like, okay, like I understand it now. And like, I understand what the Lord is saying and how he's guiding me and directing me. So at least in my personal experience, there were a lot of question marks that I had in my heart. And I learned that it's not bad. It's not wrong for me to have questions. It's not wrong for me to want to process the truth that's in my heart. And it may be that as I process it, that truth that I have in my heart, it's fully aligned with the Lord and his will and what the word says. And then sometimes through processing, I'd be like, oh my goodness, I'm dead wrong. You know, and that's fine too. Like that's fine too. I'm okay with that too. So that's, for me, it's just, as I'm processing truth, I try to approach it with an open mind. Like this is what I'm dealing with. This might be, you know, the question that I have or the way that I'm leaning might be what the Lord has, but it also might not be. Let's talk about it. Let's work it out. Let me journal it. Let me write it out. Let me seek what the word says. Let me pray about it. And then the Lord, he always answers. Like he'll lead me one way or the other. He'll say, hey, yeah, that's correct. You know, you can walk forward in that, or no, that's don't do that. Do not do that. And I've experienced with both of those sides. There were times where I was dead wrong and I needed to be corrected and I needed to process the truth that was in my heart, so that the Lord could unravel that and then give me the answer to what I was seeking, which was his truth. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah,
but that's,
yeah,
that's
it does. And then
so good.
As you, you know, you're discussing your truth, which you said sometimes, yeah, God needs to help me see something different. I'm processing my truth and God says, you're seeing it correctly. Why have you learned it to be so valuable on both sides of that? Is that, well, I need to be willing to see something different. Here's my truth, but I need to see something different. Or I see this truth and God's saying, you're seeing it right. So you move forward on that. Don't second guess it. I know that's an issue with all of us. And you went through that a little bit of wondering, I feel this way. I think this is true. God's saying it's true, but what if I'm wrong? You know. But you actually moved through that to where you started to recognize, well, why don't I just follow what God has to say?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Talk a little bit about that, so that the our audience can, because this what you're saying is such a big piece of just the joy of walking with God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think back to a story that my dad told me, and this is something that I've kind of really taken to heart and used in my own life. And it was when he first really gave his life to the Lord, when he was like 19 or 20. And he shared with me a conversation he had with God where he had like kind of an encounter with the Lord, but he was living this life of sin. And he was like, okay, God, like I'll give this Christianity thing a shot, but you know, these are my dad's words. He's like, I'll give this Christianity thing a shot, but if you don't show up in my life, you know, I'm going right back to everything that I was doing. And my dad said, the Lord's answer to him was so profound. He was like, okay, but you need to go all in, 100% in. You need to trust me fully and completely. You can't leave any, you can't give me 99%, 99.5%. It's got to be 100%. And then watch what I'm going to do in your life. And so that was really, and that's what my dad did. So cool. He's been a you know, strong man of God ever since. So for me, in processing truth and not second guessing it, kind of the way that it started was, I learned how to process truth, how to get discernment on the Lord's will. And then it just came down to me saying, okay, this is where the Lord is leading me. I know that. I can feel it in my heart. I don't want to make a mistake, but I, you know, the Lord has made it clear through X, Y, Z that this is the right thing to do. So the helpful thing for me was saying, kind of similar to my dad, not challenging the Lord, but saying, I'm just going to trust you on this. I'm going to push all my chips in. I'm going to say, all right, let's do this. I'm going to follow you. And I'm just going to see how you work and see what the outcome of following this out is. And so I really did put that to the test, starting several years ago. And then even more so in like this last year, particularly just saying, all right, God, like, this is how you're leading me. I don't understand it. I don't want to make a mistake, but I know that you're leading me here. I'm just going to trust. I'm just going to see what the outcome of this is. And we need a whole nother call for me to explain like all the things that the Lord has done in my life, the way that he's shown up. And when I say, okay, I'm going to trust you. I'm just going to walk this out. I know that you've put this on my heart. You've guided me in this direction. I know this is the right way to go. I'm just going to see how it works out. And the Lord has worked it out every single time, Yeah. And it's been such a testament to my faith because I can look back in the last several years and see, okay, I trusted the Lord here when I didn't understand, but I knew he was leading me here. And look what the outcome of that was. I did it again here. Look what the outcome was. And it's just been like building and building and building to the spot where I'm at now. I legitimately, like, I'm not stressed about my life. Like, I'm not, granted, there are seasons in life that are stressful, but I'm not worried about it. Like, I'm not worried about what the future holds. I'm not worried about like something big could happen tomorrow. Something, you know, I wasn't expecting. It doesn't matter. I know that the Lord's got an answer and he's proven himself time and time again. And I can trust that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, you know, we actually want to come back and next week and talk more about the examples as well as, you know, you talked about part of your life is involving ministry and, you know, Kathy, he's a great example of learning to live in the covenant. I'm being blessed, and blessing is really what you just said. Whatever I got, God's going to get a resolution. It's going to be great. I can trust it. And as you do that, you are giving it away. And we want to talk a little bit about that of what, how and what way you give it away, which I know a little bit about, and it's such a beautiful thing, you know, of what that looks like. So we want to help explore that. So thank you so much for just sharing. So, you know, sometimes the beauty of Kathy and I get to listen to this is that when you know, you're so eloquent to be able to explain it, it's like we don't really need to say anything.
just let him talk.
That's it. Hey, everybody, that's it. So thank you so much. You know, Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for Alden and you're walking him through, even in his teenage years of wondering, is this really true? And you've proven faithful to that. And now you've shown him what that looks like to trust you for the rest of his life and the joy of what's going to happen. And the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. And he's learned that. And I pray that he is blessed there, stays there, that you fulfill his life with a mate and a family and a great work and a great ministry. And we praise you now and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Alden, you are a delight.
Thank you.
It's just
thank
so you. Encouraging to hear your faith, just how beautiful it is and how humble you are and how you're seeking after him at this age. It just so excites me about the next generation. Thank you for sharing. Thank you to the listeners for joining. If you have questions from today's podcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.